Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We have Bryce Zabel joining us here for one more segment, and then we'll continue our discussions of all the issues raised with regard to any of this. With regard to abductions, we have run a few shows with regard to the one in Pascagoula, Mississippi, with Hickson and Parker, and Calvin Parker's still around, although he's been ill of health recently. But last week we had Dr. Irina Scott, who wrote a book called Beyond Pascagoula, where she finds another possible abduction case, where she finds other people seeing things. And the issue we find when we're looking at abductions is the creatures described by Hickson and Parker, the creatures described by Barney and Betty Hill are quite different from the creatures that Whitley Strieber describes. And the more recent cultural phenomenon involving abductions is more like the gray aliens in Communion. Yeah. So where do we take that? Different creatures or other experiences that are being tailored to our cultural expectations?
Well, do you think that some of them are real?
That's a good question. I met Betty Hill many years ago, and I talked with her, and she was a really gracious lady, and she was sincere. But then there's one case also that bothers me. Someone who wrote a book with Kathleen Marden, Denise Stoner, who's a psychic and an abductee. And she tells of the case where she's abducted. She meets this woman aboard the spaceship. They exchange notes within the body of the abduction experience. And then after it's over, they get in touch with each other. Each of them remembers this encounter. How the heck did that happen? What's going on here?
I don't know. I know that a lot of people are pained by what has happened or what they believe has happened to them. I know based on, you know, things like the Skinwalker Ranch and all that, that there's a spiritual, metaphysical, paranormal aspect to the UFO UAP issue that I really can't quite 100% figure out in my own head. So I don't want to put anybody down. I don't want to doubt anybody. I don't want to increase anybody's pain. It's just a mystery to me. I'd like to add one thing, though, because I do have, you know, I mentioned that we've been doing some investigative journalism over at On the Trail of the Saucers, which, again, whatifufos.com will take you there. But one of the things we looked into was the Betty and Barney Hill case, because I think you know that I have Kathy Marden's book under option, and we're out with a television series version of it called Captured. But one of the things I started looking into was challenging assumptions that have always existed for years. So the assumption for years has always been, well, you know, a book came out called The Interrupted Journey, and that's when people first heard about the Betty and Barney Hill case, right? And that's not actually true. I found a enormous amount of detail about the guy who actually broke the case. And since we've talked so much about journalism, I want to say this guy is the unsung hero of UFO journalism. His name was John Luttrell Sr. He worked for the Boston Traveler. In 1965, October of 65, he broke the story of Betty and Barney Hill in a five-part series in the Traveler a full year before Fuller's book ever came out. Luttrell spent two entire years researching the case. He talked to numerous friends and family members of the Hills, tried to talk to the Hills. They refused to talk to him. He even found witnesses that could corroborate a sighting that same night. And so John Luttrell has been sort of unfairly vilified over the years by people who want to support the Hills' version of events, because they've said basically that, you know, he violated their confidentiality. In fact, it even says on the Betty and Barney Hill sign in New Hampshire that Betty and Barney were never public with their story until it was leaked in the Boston Traveler. Well, a couple of things. Betty and Barney Hill were very public with their story in careless ways prior to it, and that's how he heard about it. And secondly, you don't leak stories if you're a newspaper, you report stories. Occasionally people will leak information to you. Anyway, I just want to put a hail out there to John Luttrell Sr., who actually broke the Betty and Barney Hill story and deserves more credit than he has ever gotten.
I think the big question here is, with these particular cases, if they're related, it opens up a can of worms, because it's no longer whether UFOs are possible threats to national security. If they're kidnapping people, what else could it be?
It doesn't sound good to me. I hear that people sometimes have it happen and think that it's kind of an okay thing. I sure wouldn't feel that way. I find most of the cases I read about to be disturbing. I just find that that's probably, if you think about it, an answer to why the UAP Task Force report sort of acts like it started in 2004 and it's all nuts and bolts and sensors and radar data and so forth, because that at least is data that you can get your arms around and you can try to understand, and you can use that to convince people who are not convinced about the reality of UAP, UFO. Whereas abductions and some of the more paranormal parts of it are not data. They are something else. So, for example, I saw Lou Elizondo being interviewed not too long ago, about a month ago, I think, and he was frustrated with the idea of abductions because, from his point of view, it seemed like, I can't do anything with that. It's not actually data. I can't use that to prove a case or not prove a case. Somebody experienced something, right? But I can't quantify that, whereas I can with sensor data and so forth. So I think we've got a couple of tracks going on in the UFO thing. The other thing we're going to find out is, as disclosure picks up and more of these journalists kick in and more reports are released, et cetera, at some point, after the public starts to say, okay, there are things flying around, we don't know what they are, and they don't look, they look like they're being piloted by somebody that's not us, and they're from somewhere that isn't here. Okay, once people start to realize that, then the case of abductions can start to be taken a little more seriously, and probably will. And I look forward to hearing more about that, because the people that I, like John Mack, who I thought was a pretty profoundly good scientist about this thing, he seemed to think they were real or realistic, and I'm just lost on it a little bit. I mean, I've used it as a dramatist. I've written about abductions in dark skies. I certainly am talking about Betty and Barney Hill as an authentic abduction in our television series, but me personally, I don't know. It's a very tough one. And Kurt, I'm curious. Why don't you weigh in? What do you think?
We only have about a minute, Kurt, so you got to be fast.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I agree with most of what you said. I find it very puzzling. I think that, it may be more of a paranormal thing, and some of it is psychological, but I specialize in other areas. I'm curious, but I need more information.
Yeah. Well, it sums it up.
Certainly does. Bryce Sable, for those who want to hear more of the things that you do, and there's a lot going on there, where do they go?
Well, I would encourage people to drop by the site that I'm most active on Twitter, which is @HollywoodUFOs. So that's the Twitter site, @HollywoodUFOs. And then a URL that you can use is www, of course, whatifufos.com. And that will take you to the Medium articles that we've been writing. And if you're already a member of Medium, then you don't need that. Just look me up and come see what we've been writing about. Avi Loeb, for example, is one of our contributors. So you get a lot of really good stuff at on the trail of the saucers. And I'm eager for people to take a look at it. And I want to share it with them.
Well, we look forward to talking with you at greater length going forward as things progress. Bryce Sable, thank you so much for joining us this week.
My
on
pleasure.
The Paracast, and the show will continue. Now say something.
thank you guys. I really do appreciate your having me on, and it's always a good time and always something I learn from. So thank you again, and to all the people who are listening, thank you for being here.
And remember, you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
As we know, with people with deep-seated Hollywood connections, they have to operate on a specific schedule. So Bryce Zabel had to go, but Kurt Collins and I are going to stick around, and also we'll continue in after the Paracast, where we'll talk about UFO franchises? So, anyway, obviously, we see that Bryce is trying to be careful, but he accepts a few things maybe we would like to question. What's your perception, especially when it comes to things like Roswell and what the government knows?
Well, he takes a lot of fundamental UFO beliefs to heart. You know, one of the questions I meant to get in there was, you know, what is something that he was less sure of, or what did he find less credible? So I was really glad that, you know, he talked about abduction some, which is something that he's interested in, but he's not committed to that the way that he is in some of these other areas. So I thought that was really interesting to hear his views on that.
Indeed. The perception there, of course, is that, number one, he does have a tie-in because he's working with Kathleen Martin, but hasn't committed himself to what's going on.
Yeah, it's a tricky issue, and of course, you know, she feels very strongly. But you know, I was impressed with his approach and the breadth of knowledge, and the fact that he's trying to be an advocate for the topic. So it sounds like while he holds some pretty firm views, he's really not really trying to shove his thoughts, beliefs, and positions on everyone else. And I was glad to hear about, you know, his idea for a debate was much more open than I thought it might be. And I hope that whether or not it goes forwards in that form, I do think it's a good idea, because so often discussions of UFOs rely on stereotypes, and they really should be exploring some new ground. And it sounds like he's continuing to learn about the topic, what the UAP task force might do, and, you know, different possibilities that are out there. And that's something that the public and the media in general has not really embraced yet. They're still looking for little men and saucers.
Well, he takes a more measured approach, which I think is very important, because he's not jumping into both the quicksand and the river and the ocean to try to push something.
So were you a regular viewer of Dark Skies?
Maybe many years ago, yes. I do have the DVD here with my collection, except I haven't watched a DVD in 1,000 years. You know, you spend $10, $20 for a couple of these streaming services every month, and you don't have time. So literally speaking, I haven't had time to see it lately. It would be nice for it to be streamed somewhere, but as he says, it was shot 4:3, not 16:9, which means it wasn't widescreen. And this is one reason why many of the older shows don't get a presence, but some do. Like one show that Bryce worked on, Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, that is on HBO Max. It's 4:3, it's not widescreen. So it's possible some shows will be put on, but that was a show that lasted 4 years. And again, it's DC Comics, so there's right. That. But something that was a one-season program, among many one-season programs, I could see his problem.
It's easiest to market if they rely on the X-Files connection. So, and while, you know, there were some similarities with some strong differences to the show, of course. And you know, one of the things was the way that, and he mentioned it, moved from 1961 to 67. And you had cameos from people, like there was they had a UFO story with Jim Morrison in it. I recall that one. I thought that was a attention getter.
Yeah, it sounds like Legends of Tomorrow, where they bring in real people. And they kind of feature them, and it adds a little cultural authenticity to something.
Yeah.
It isn't President Unknown Name.
Right.
Or President Morgan Freeman or something.
Yeah.
So there is that. I mean, obviously, you know, he's in the middle of it here. He's a serious journalist with serious credentials. He's also a Hollywood producer. So he wants to produce product that's compelling. But he's taking kind of a middle-of-the-road approach. He doesn't want to come across like an advocate, but then he is pushing a particular system. So Roswell, for example. Then the big thing I mention about Roswell is, again, I said my piece in terms of how Kevin Randall concluded it, but I didn't add the X factor is, and this is one of my arguments, we'll go into more of it on After the Paracast, if we really captured a spaceship, would E.T. allow that to happen? Wouldn't they take measures to recover their craft so it doesn't get into the wrong hands? Or is that only on Star Trek?
It's interesting the way that that has been handled in fiction. There were even some stories in the 50s on television where they discussed the idea that the aliens had allowed something to fall into human hands to make a bulletproof metal or something along those lines. So a lot of these ideas have been played with before, maybe not have really found a popular form there, but there's certain UFO ideas, you know, the government cover up and that there's no evidence because it's hidden. Those things have become basically cliches and fundamental beliefs. There's some other ideas that have never caught on. You know, Bryce touched on briefly the paranormal or maybe interdimensional aspect of UFOs, and that's rarely been touched on in fiction. If he's back on, we need to ask him more about has he explored that in any of his projects.
Well, I certainly would like to look at again all the things he takes as a given, like, okay, despite what Obama and Woolsey and Brennan and Mellon say, they did have some kind of inside knowledge. And they're just saying that to keep the discussion going or to move interest. Or maybe it is true that they don't know because we don't know, because we try to take all this and just bury it. We don't understand it. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't seem like it's a major threat. Let's just not talk about it. As he says, government information, top secret information is compartmentalized. So in this case, it's compartmentalized to the point where we don't look into it. We had Project Blue Book. It was a PR operation. After that, we get sightings. But unless they're forced to coalesce to bring it together, it's just as simple to ignore it. Pretend it does not exist because it doesn't fit within the four corners of their area of interest. More to come with Gene and Kurt. You're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. House Homeland Security Committee ranking member John Katko, Republican of New York, is warning that the supply chain could have graver repercussions than delayed delivery of gifts for the holidays, arguing on Fox's Cavuto Live it could have national security implications.
This supply chain issue is an inconvenience to some. It's an economic calamity to others. But it's also really a homeland security and a national security issue, because if we don't start bringing some of these things back home, we're going to have a real problem. I think The best example is computer chips.
Katko added that he believed the administration's push to increase taxes on corporations could further hinder companies from producing critical items domestically. Victoria will end its sixth long-running lockdown 5 days earlier than planned as the state races to its 70% fully vaccinated target. Premier Daniel Andrews made the announcement on Sunday. This is USA Radio News. In a report published Wednesday, the Wall Street Journal detailed how an increasing number of migrants entering the U.S. illegally at the southern border are part of South America's middle class and often fly to the Mexican border by plane. Senator Lindsey Graham shared how this works on Fox's Justice with Judge Jeanine.
People get a tourist visa in Brazil, upper middle class people. They fly to Cancun on a tourist visa. They get a bus or rent a car, drive to the U.S. border, get dropped off at the border with their luggage, and they check in with the Border Patrol, turn themselves in to get released in the United States. The Border Patrol agents in Yuma, Arizona are basically like hotel clerks.
A record number of Brazilians have been arrested at the U.S.-Mexico border this year. Several influential industry groups, including the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, met White House officials on Friday and raised concerns about labor shortages and coronavirus testing requirements. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
So what do you think, Kurt Collins, our guest co-host? Do you think that may be another possibility? The government really doesn't know anything significant about UFOs because they've done everything not to pay attention. They don't want to pay attention unless they're forced kicking and screaming into doing it.
I think that's pretty close to the truth. I'm far less convinced than Bryce is that there's all this good stuff, bodies and saucer parts in a warehouse somewhere. There's no doubt there's been compelling sightings. There's radar signatures. There's, you know, thermal, the infrared film video of objects and things like that. And versions of that go back to whatever limited technology there was to 1947. So, and maybe before that, with the Foo Fighters in World War II. So, I don't think they do have good answers, and I think that's part of the reason for the secrecy. The military tends to be very closed-mouthed anyway about just what they know. They have to rely a lot on guesswork in some of these decisions, even in international matters. You have limited intelligence. So I think they're keeping their cards close to the chest because they don't want anyone to know what they don't know. So I think that's a lot of the reason for this secrecy, and it's always frustrating to the public when there's a present that they can't open.
Well, the other thing here is we have other countries. We didn't mention this. We didn't go into it with Bryce. We have all these other countries, and unless we coordinate with them, they have different levels of interest in this subject. They make different decisions on how to treat this subject and what to do in the event there are things happening that they need to investigate. So do we share information? Is this the one area where the U.S. government and Russia and China must communicate because it's so important, or each one is tied into their own little toolbox?
That's true. When we look at the different things that the U.S. government does, and how poorly coordinated it is with sharing information, implementing things, disaster relief, any of that. And then you imagine all of a sudden that if there's a UFO matter and there's coordination not only in the U.S. but with all these other superpower countries, and they're all doing it perfectly, and that only some of our rumors slip through, and that's where our UFO news comes from. I wouldn't buy that in a movie, so I just don't think that's happening in real life. It's not as the UFO cover-up as it's imagined, I think, represents something a lot less spectacular.
So therefore, maybe it is true then that they don't know. They don't have any of the secret information. Not that they don't have information. Obviously, there are millions of pages of documents that people over the years exploring the Freedom of Information Act have recovered, like Barry Greenwood. John Greenwald has all this information. But other than lots of things being blacked out, nothing comes together. It's just a bunch of scattered stuff.
That's true. I think what it does, you know, if we did have more of these documents, or at least the lines that have been blacked out, I think what we would see more often than not is just more examples of mysteries that have been well documented to some extent, but probably not a lot of good answers. So, and you know, one of the questions I had intended to ask Bryce, but I jumbled it up with something else, so he didn't really get to that, was that where are we going to get our answers from? You know, are we just going to wait for the government, and who in government? You know, is it a politician that decides? Are they going to open up the books and say, here's your answer? You know, or is it independent scientists and researchers? You know, where do we put our hope? I prefer something that's more proactive. I don't think the government can't tell us if they really don't have solid information anyway.
Well, that would be so interesting after all these years of people saying silence group, secret space program, cosmic Watergate, and none of those things really exist. Because it sounds to me like the current interest in UFOs, they were brought into it kicking and screaming. Partly to, shall we say, mollify some members of Congress.
That's right. And there's still some confusion if, you know, one thing is there are always, probably always will be UFO mysteries. But is it possible that the Navy wanted funding for it to study enemy unmanned aerial vehicles, and that they use this as a cover because the public would be interested and would approve the money to be spent? You know, I don't know if that's too far-fetched and more of a conspiracy theory, but I think that there's some truth in that. But as Bryce was saying, there are very few absolutes in any of this, especially with the military, or at least getting the final answer on it. You know, things can be done for more than one reason. And the military in a lot of ways benefits from mystery associated with any confusion. It gives them, well, they don't want anything that betrays their authority.
Well, you just brought in something very interesting here. The UFOs represent an excuse. Because we're looking at the UFOs, everybody's looking for spaceships. So they could be involved in even running test aircraft to see our reaction, maybe kind of playing around with a few of the signals that are being received, and suddenly a lot of it is about test aircraft. But we're freaking out the Russians and the Chinese doing it.
Well, you know, one thing that's always been confusing is from before the UFO term, flying saucer was used the same way to mean any unexplained thing. I mean, it was the handy term for that. And when you have a label like that, anything unknown sort of gets that label. And I think that it's probably prevented some things from being thoroughly investigated, or an excuse for it. I mean, if it's a UFO, then if the military doesn't bother to explain it or to admit that they were involved in something, it does provide good cover in that sense.
Again, using it as an excuse. That's why, for example, I go back to something like Rendlesham that Bryce felt was genuine. And I think that was an experiment. And I think that may be true for Cash Landrum. What do you think? You've studied Cash Landrum rather extensively.
I don't favor the military experiment in that scenario. But what I'll say about that is that one of the things Bryce said I really liked was it go back to the original documentation and rely less on what people tell you about what happened. And Cash Landrum is very much a case that was polluted by the media attention, the UFO investigator who was packaging what he cared about, what he was interested in. He had a prior interest in diamond-shaped UFOs, and he almost became an advocate and salesman for a product, or maybe even a litigator, and was giving you one side of the story. So the Cash Landrum case is very there's a lot that has to be stripped away to try to get to the truth there. There may be a genuine encounter under all this, the legends and the hype that's been attached to it, but I'm not sure. I think
got more to come with Gene and Kurt Turin,
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fourth in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fourth in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is James Fox. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So going on talking about Cash Landrum, which our guest co-host Kurt Collins has looked at rather extensively, you were about to tell us.
You know, we talked about the UFO label could be a problem. Well, so if it's attached in the Cash Landrum case, which it was immediately, well, what if this was actually some sort of a paranormal event? There was more of an interdimensional energy, and that's what they saw, that's what they experienced, and any physical problems came from that. By having the UFO label, we're looking for some sort of a spacecraft, or at least, if it wasn't that, then military aircraft, and it takes us on a false path, perhaps, if it was something even weirder. I'm not advocating that, but I'm just saying that sometimes a UFO label, it limits the type of investigation, and it allows for doors to be closed that maybe shouldn't.
Getting into Rendlesham, again, we have the problem there, where we've had information that's contradictory, like the book Left at Eastgate, where Larry Warren was basically putting something over on the people, and he left poor Peter Robbins in the lurch there. So we have somebody who writes something which is not true, which muddies the waters. Then we have something that really happened, and it's hard to say.
Yeah, that's a big problem, because Bryce was talking about the fact that they couldn't find other witnesses in the John Lennon story. And I was thinking, well, that's not that big of a negative. In some of the cases, like Roswell, he feels that there are a lot of credible witnesses, but it's been documented that there's a substantial number of the original people that came forward, Glenn Dennis, and I've forgotten some of the other names, but their stories just didn't stack up once they were investigated. Whether they were mistaken, whether they were fabricators, it came out so much later. Were they, just some of them, capitalizing on the fame of a case and wanting to be part of a big story? There are people who claim to have been at Woodstock that were never there, because it was a big event, and it was, some status to have been to see all these legendary performers. Some people claim military experience that they didn't have. They claim to be Vietnam veterans or Navy SEALs, and it's because it puffed up their status. That's one thing. What about all the fakes that are attached? The way I understand the Rendlesham story is that that Larry Warren wasn't actually, he was stationed at the base, but was away at the time of the events. He came in, and it seems to me like he wanted to be part of the big story, and he came up with things no one else, the so-called credible witnesses. He saw aliens, I think, had an encounter, and, a stereotypical, say, 1950s version of the story.
Certainly, he tried to cash in on it, and he did. I mean, now having cashed in on this event, did he have to refund the money he made?
I wonder if that's ever happened in ufology. I don't know. It was extraordinary that Peter Robbins pulled the book. I don't even know of another instance of that. The closest I can think of was when Philip Corso's book came out with an introduction by Strom Thurmond, and it turned out that that had been essentially obtained under false circumstances. The introduction was for what he thought was a memoir of his career, not for the UFO book The Day After Roswell. You know, he withdrew the introduction when it went into the reprint.
Well, The Day After Roswell, if you look at the basic claims that it makes, does not hold up at all. So, you know, we'll set that aside for the moment. But yeah, I mean, we've had things over the years that didn't hold up in the UFO field. And when we talk about Kevin Randall, one of the things he's done in recent years, which is one of the reasons for Roswell in the 21st century, is that he's gone into something called chasing footnotes, where he goes back to take a look at events in the past and not just look at the 14th summary from a book, because then you have, well, Joe Smith summarizes from John Smith, who summarizes from Freddie, and you've got 26 generations of a story. And every time that happens, something gets lost or added in the translation. And by the time you compare the current version to the original newspaper story or somebody's report, the resemblance barely exists. It's like a thing that the late Steve Allen used to do on one of his TV shows, if you remember Steve Allen. And folks, mm-hmm. He was the guy who created The Tonight Show. That's how far back we're talking about here. Brilliant comedian. And he would get up there and have a test where somebody would come on stage from the audience and be told a joke. And that person will in turn tell the joke to another member from the audience. And it goes through 5 or 10 generations. And then the last person is asked to repeat the joke. And you can be sure that the joke that they repeat is only barely similar to the original. And it's not just verbal translation. That's why I always wonder about verbal records of histories. How can you do it? Can people be trained to give oral history and have it be accurate? Or is it like that? That's oral history. It doesn't work.
I've not seen the Steve Allen version. I've seen other things like that. And there is always something lost in translation. Yeah, I wish we'd asked Bryce about the treatment in movies, because movies basically have been formulated to follow what's essentially a fairy tale plot. And whenever they take whatever story it is, whether it's a war drama or a biography of someone, they sort of pour it into this formula so that the audience can follow along with the story. And sometimes it doesn't serve the actual events well at all. And some UFO cases, I think, have suffered from something similar, that they've been packaged as stories for an audience.
When you record a UFO story, if it's a UFO organization like a MUFON, forgive the expression, you know, MUFON has a standard form for UFO information. And so people who investigate will fill in the dots. They'll fill in the information. But things about the case that don't fit into those predetermined categories, they're not going to be asked. In fact, I asked once a former director of MUFON, what do you do about the exceptions? And he says, well, if they volunteer it, we'll write it down. Yeah, but how would they know to add it if they're not being asked?
That's true. And if you look at some organizations, MUFON in particular, they have an online form that may cause a witness, you know, did you experience an electrical sensation? I'm making that one up, but there are questions along those lines. And there's so many things happening. They may check some boxes they shouldn't have, is what I'm trying to say there. And like you say, ideally, it would be great for a professionally trained interrogator to take them and just listen to their story, record the details, and not try to have them work from a list.
Well, that certainly makes things difficult, but it would be nice if they would let you do it. Hey, Kurt Collins, for those who want to know more about the things that you do, where do they check you out?
BlueBlurryLines.com for some current historical current news and more for more historical cases, the saucers that time forgot.
BlueBlurryLines.com. I mean, it's worth checking out. Speaking of checking things out, you want to check us out? You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook. Although, for reasons that I cannot discern, Facebook doesn't let us enter the URL for theparacast.com. I could put the email address, but I can't put... doesn't make sense. I won't try to figure it out. We also have branded merchandise if you go to theparacast.shop or theparacast.store. And it's the throw pillows and the T-shirts, all the good stuff. And we have the Paracast Plus. In fact, Kurt and I will be talking further on the Paracast Plus about UFO franchises. You know what those are, right? We offer the show free of the network ads and better audio quality. We also offer the After the Paracast podcast, where we talk about anything and everything. It's uncensored. We never know what's going to happen next. Check it out. And by the way, we've got a special deal for subscriptions to the Paracast Plus. For 5 years or a lifetime subscription, use the coupon code UFO20, you know, 20, UFO20, get you 20% discount. How about that? Okay? Write this down. Go to theparacast.plus, theparacast.plus. Hey, Kurt Collins, old friend, thank you so much for sticking with me on the Paracast this week.
Oh, my pleasure. It's always fun.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.